You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspey. Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And hi there, Mary.
Hi, Brad.
We're a month into the season of autumn, but already we've experienced a blast of winter. Now, we're approaching what's called a cross-quarter day on November 1st. What is a cross-quarter day? How does it relate to what's going on in the sky?
Well, a cross-quarter day is the midpoint in the season, which marks the halfway point between autumn equinox and winter solstice. And there's a cross-quarter day in every season, though some of them are lesser known, so we'll take a quick run through them. The cross-quarter day from winter solstice to vernal equinox falls around February 2nd, and this is the time that most people in North America know as Groundhog's Day. Then the cross-quarter day from vernal equinox to summer solstice is May 1st, and this is typically referred to as May Day. Then we go from summer solstice to autumn equinox. The cross-quarter day falls around August 1st. This is the one that's lesser known. It has the name Lammas from the word loaf mass, and it's a reference to the bread made from the first wheat harvest that happens in the summer. Then from autumn equinox to winter solstice, where we are now, we have this cross-quarter day of November 1st, which is referred to as All Hallows Day for all things sacred and holy.
Are we referring here to just days on a calendar, or is there some bigger mythology or mystery operating in these cross-quarter days?
Well, certainly the way we observe these points in time belongs to our own doing and to our own calendar, but the solstice and equinox points actually describe a real relationship between the sun and the earth throughout the year. And there's some really fascinating cultural traditions related to the beginning of each season and then to the seasonal midpoint, these cross-quarter points. And these derive from a time when nature was really regarded as a living being, and humanity could and it was believed should engage with this being as something that we were participating with, and that our offering or our behavior toward natura would have a direct influence on the temperature and the weather conditions and the fruitfulness of the earth. So it was this offering that humanity made to nature, and then nature's response would be read and received through these weather patterns. And then tucked into these seasonal traditions, there's this enchanting role of mischief.
And what's that role?
Well, if we go through the cross-quarter days, you can see that around the time of the eve of cross-quarter is when you have this playfulness or donning a mask or putting on some kind of a mischievous activity. So in February, the cross-quarter day then is celebrated to inaugurate the return of the season of light. And this is the time for celebrating the carnival, which we typically know of as Mardi Gras. And then in May, the cross-quarter day is a celebration of the onset of the season of fertility. And just prior to May Day, there's something called Walpurgis Night or May Eve, and this is the night of the witches. Then with the August cross-quarter day, which observes the onset of the season of the harvest, this is referred to as the time of the first fruits, and the first wheat harvest is gathered and ground into flour. The first loaf is taken and offered at the church or sacred place. And then this was to bring a blessing for the remaining harvest. So prior to that time, there were great fires built and sacrifices made. And then when we get to November 1st, the cross-quarter day that's upon us, we have All Hallowed or All Things Sacred and Holy, and then the beginning of a celebration of the season of the dead. So you could say that All Hallowed Eve, which we know as Halloween, was an opportunity to release some of the fear or squeamishness or mischief associated with celebrating the dead.
Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Brad.